Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Wednesday, the midweek edition, middle of January, the 15th of January, 2014. We have Dr. Mark Stegeman to get things rolling, TUSD governing board member. He will be up to the plate first. 20 minutes past the hour, world-renowned comet discoverer Dr. David Levy will join us. 30 minutes past the hour, our monthly companion animal care segment presented by Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. And then we'll talk about the Arizona economy with one of the leading Arizona economists, Dr. Dennis Hoffman. He's up at ASU and very renowned in his own area of expertise of the economy. If you have a question or comment, 790-2040, 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line, and we invite you to follow us on the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. If you're looking to find us on Facebook, it's very easy. Just type in Bill Buckmaster, and that will get you there. Now, let's get things rolling with Dr. Mark Stegeman. Dr. Stegeman is a member of the Tucson Unified School District Governing Board. Dr. Stegeman, how are you? It's our first visit with you in the new year, so I think it's still appropriate to say Happy New Year to you.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. Happy New Year to you. I was, as you know, in Michigan for a lot of last fall, and it's nice to be back, and I guess I got out just in time.
Yeah. The weather has certainly turned bad back there. But are you now back here? So that was a one semester?
Yeah, that was a one semester research sabbatical.
Okay, so you're back in Tucson.
Yep.
Okay. You know, TUSD, of course, gets such horrible publicity. Almost weekly, there's
well, horrible is a strong word.
All right.
Though,
but how would you characterize
it? I would say it's negative.
Negative.
Just say negative.
negative publicity. So when something like this comes along, the Brookings Institute, very prestigious, their Brown Center on Education Policy, took a look at 107 large school districts across the country and ranked TUSD number 9 for the open enrollment policies and practices. And if I'm reading this survey correct, the district ranked number 1 in several areas: transportation services, closing schools with low attendance, and having easy access to information online.
Yes, one of the things that the stress does, it makes you do things better, and we are doing transportation better. We do allow students to switch between schools and have made that easy to do and provided a lot of information about that. So there are things that we do well, and Brookings is a credible source. And the desegregation case, for all the headaches that it causes, has also put pressure on the district to improve in some areas.
So I thought we would start with some good news.
Yes, it is. It is good news. Mm-hmm. I still think our student achievement isn't where it needs to be. And Brookings pointed out that we maybe aren't as good as we should be in funding the most successful schools as opposed to the less successful. But on the whole, it was positive. And I think in the areas that it looked at, we deserved it.
And closing schools with low attendance, of course, it's always painful to close the schools. But I guess Brookings Institution recognized that if action is required, TUSD took the appropriate action.
We have closed, since I got on the board, about 20% of the district schools, and that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. And many public education districts, large city districts across the country, are much more hesitant to make that painful move.
Yes, they are. And some have made it and not done it very well. We did it in two stages, one under Dr. Fagan, one under Dr. Petticone. And I think except for the fact that we have had difficulty reusing some of the sites, that's a little bit of an ongoing issue. But I think other than that, we managed those closures pretty well.
Dr. Mark Stegeman is with us, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Stegeman, he would be delighted to hear from you, and he will take your question or comment. How about the new the re-election of the TUSD board president? Adelita Grijalva was unanimous. You voted along with your other colleagues in giving her another year as the president of the board.
I think the role of the presidency is exaggerated, and I've said that when I was the president of the board, and I've said it when I wasn't the president of the board. It's not that big a deal. Everyone gets the same one vote. It's mostly an organizational task. I did say that I think we should have more communication among board members. There have been a couple board members who last year really weren't willing to sit down in one-on-one meetings. And so I hope that changes. I'm optimistic that'll change. But
how are you getting along with the other board members?
Well, I think that it really shouldn't matter. The personal relationship should not dictate what the board does. It should be very professional. I think I'm fine with all the other board members. Whether they're all fine with me, I don't know. But
you consider yourself part of the team?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And we need more communication between the board members, but I think we're doing all right. Now, one of the sort of unfortunate things, and we saw that in last night's meeting too, is that more and more votes break down on a 3-2 split, even on sort of silly issues and for silly reasons. And I think that's a bad chemistry on the board right now, that people feel like they need to vote with their side. But hopefully we'll get past that eventually.
All right, pushing now toward 12:11 on this midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. Dr. Mark Stegeman is with us. And Rose, are we ready yet to go to the live line? We have Christopher who would like to make a comment or question for Dr. Stegeman. Go ahead, Christopher.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Bill. Mm-hmm. Dr. Stegeman, if you could enlighten me a little bit here, regarding the union contract with the teachers, is there a provision within that contract stating that the teachers can only spend so many hours or minutes per day per with a student, hence driving up the number of employees that TUSD has to employ? I've heard this around publicly. I don't know if it's true or not, or if you could articulate about that.
Yes. The number of minutes that a teacher is expected to spend with students is tightly limited, and we're also limited to having the teachers at work 7.5 hours. And Dr. Petticone tried to get that changed. We haven't got that changed yet, but it puts a lot of limitations on how we schedule classes. So the short answer to your question is yes.
The survey that was conducted recently by Tucson Values Teachers, that's an organization that works to attract and retain quality teachers in the Tucson area, the results of that survey are now in, Dr. Stegeman. Only 1 in 3 area teachers reported that they are satisfied with their jobs, and many of them said that the problem has to do with they don't have the resources to do their jobs.
Yes, I think that's right. I think in TUSD we have not done as well as we should in providing enough textbooks and in providing enough classroom supplies. And of course everyone understands teacher salaries are an issue all across the state, and I think we're not far from where other districts are on that. But I don't think we have historically provided as much support as we should for teachers, and I'm optimistic. I'm hope that changes under Dr. Sanchez.
It is sad, though, when you have 61% of the teachers saying that they really are not satisfied going to work. That's not good.
No, it's not good. And TUSD in particular has had a lot of teachers leaving over the past year or two, and I think they leave partly because salaries are low, which affects all the districts, partly because they're not satisfied with the leadership at their school, partly because mm-hmm. they feel micromanaged by central administration and have too much paperwork, partly because our discipline policies, which I've talked about before, tie their hands. So there are many reasons that teachers are leaving TUSD, and I think it's a very serious problem because lots of times the teachers who leave are your best teachers, and I've heard that from many schools that some of our best teachers are going elsewhere.
What about the future of public schools in this state with this push for expanded vouchers for private and parochial schools up at the legislature? Are you still optimistic about the place of public education in Arizona?
I think most people in Arizona support, and this includes a lot of independents, which is the biggest voting group now, I think, believe in the traditional districts, would like the traditional districts to succeed, and believe in funding education. It didn't happen last time, but most times that education funding has gone to the voters in this state, the voters have voted yes. So I think that if you look at who the voters are, they support it if they feel like it's being done well. I do not agree with the vouchers. The charter school system, I think, makes sense. I think it needs to be better regulated. But vouchers for private schools, I disagree with. I think one of the big arguments for traditional public education is it brings kids together from all backgrounds, and people learn to get along with each other, and it gives lower-income kids a chance to overcome the disadvantages they've had. And I hate to see that system dissolve into a fractionated system.
A segmented system.
Yeah, where higher-income kids go one place, yeah. lower-income kids go another place. Yeah. I think as a country, we will lose a lot.
All right, Rose, are we ready? We are ready now with Ingrid on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, Ingrid.
Okay, two quick questions, mm-hmm. sir. How are teachers involved in the selection of students that are going to go into their classes? Is this done blindly, where names are picked out of a hat? Why is it that new teachers are paid less than teachers who've been on the job for a while? Aren't they expected to accomplish the same goal? I'll hang up and take my answer that way. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ingrid.
The first question, I think, varies according to the site. The principal is largely responsible for that, and different principals handle that in different ways, a student assignment. As for pay scales, this has been an ongoing debate. Now, TUSD for a long time was trying to bring new teacher salaries up, so they got closer to those who were more senior. And then many of the more senior teachers complain, and we are in a union contract, and there were complaints that new teachers were making as much as teachers who'd been here 10 years. And so now we're actually trying to boost up those teachers who have been in the district for a middle amount of time, who they had sort of a gap in the pay scale, as opposed to those who are very new and very had been around a long time. In principle, I agree with you. I think that teachers should be paid mainly on merit. That's how it works at the university. We have professors at the university who have been there 30 years who make less than those who've just been there 3 years. And, of course, what merit means in pay is a complicated question. But I don't like the rigid pay scales, and I think we do need to pay new teachers
more. Can you answer this really quickly?
Sorry.
Because the caller, we don't have time to put the caller on. But the question is, if teachers are limited with the hours that they can spend with students, mm-hmm. is that driving up the number of teachers in TUSD? The amount of teachers you need.
I think it does tend to drive up teachers, but I think worse than that, it really limits how things work at the site, and it prevents teachers from doing natural things like serving as monitors and helping students after classes. I think it has a lot of disadvantages.
Okay, Dr. Mark Stegeman, thank you very much. Hope you have a great day, and we'll
thank
talk
you,
to
Bill.
You soon. Thank you.
I'm Tony Penn, President and CEO of the United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona. We can help you receive all the tax credits and deductions for which you are eligible. We're putting thousands of dollars back into our local economy. For more information, visit unitedwaytucson.org or call 211.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
Don Pooley.
You're
Janos Wilder.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Bill Harlow.
Great to see you.
Doug Martin.
I thought I just saw you at
Diana Cannon.
Thanks for coming.
David Sluth.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
John Fina.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Mike Fader.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
If you are a low to moderate income family or individual, you can get your taxes filed for free. With United Way's Tax Preparation Program, IRS certified volunteers help prepare and file your state and federal income taxes. Visit UnitedWayTucson.org or call 211.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Moncada Construction, M-O-N-C-A-D-A, MoncadaConstruction.com. Check them out. Chris and his team, they do great work, licensed, bonded, and insured. They specialize in any kind of interior painting, drywall repair, carpentry, insurance restoration. Here's the number, 520-390-2268. And again, they welcome credit cards. Chris Moncada and Moncada Construction. Let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show one of the most successful comet discoverers in history. He is former science editor of Parade Magazine and now head of and founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Foundation, Dr. David Levy, joining us from his observatory in Vail, Arizona. Dr. Levy, how are you?
I'm very well, and Happy New Year. Belated Happy New Year to you. I hope that 2014 brings you happiness, peace of mind, peace and prosperity, and all that you wish for.
Well, thank you very much for that wonderful greeting, David. David, what is the Sharing the Sky Foundation?
The Sharing the Sky Foundation is an attempt to let the other people in the world who have not really appreciated the sky yet take a look through a telescope or just look up at the night sky and appreciate it. That is our purpose, to inspire, not to educate. We know that NASA is so great, usually, at educating people, so we let them handle that. But what we do is inspire people. to go out and look up at the night sky, and also to read. And I know in previous reports I have often quoted from Shakespeare, so that your listeners may get the impression that Shakespeare was the only major writer of his time, but that's not true. My father always told me that Beaumont and Fletcher also did some wonderful pieces of writing. They wrote some wonderful plays. One of them, 1605, was written by John Fletcher before he collaborated with Beaumont, called The Woman Hater. Is it so much, and yet the more not up? See yonder where the shame-faced maiden comes into our sight. How gently doth she slide, hiding her chaste cheeks like a modest bride with a red veil of blushes. Comparing the beautiful constellation of Virgo to a maiden about to be married.
Very nice. David, what's this new book on the night sky in literature?
Yes, it's actually a second edition of my The Sky in Early Modern English Literature. This one is going to be called The Starlight Night, and it is going to include my thesis that I completed in 2010, and the master's thesis, which was on a similar topic, however, in Victorian literature. So I'm going to delve into early modern literature with Shakespeare and his colleagues, as well as the Victorian era, particularly Gerard Manley Hopkins, and also Tennyson. That, I hope, will be coming out within a year or two.
David Levy with us on the Buckmaster Show. David is our contributor on the Buckmaster Show on science. He's one of two dozen people that we are so proud of to have as part of this program. David, any remains of the long-ago comet Ison? It seems long ago, anyway.
yes, I believe that there are. And it turned out that comet Ison, as you know, did not perform as predicted. In fact, it made comet Kohoutek, which was widely dubbed the fizzle of the century, appear like a wonderful comet because it did survive its passage. Ison did not, and we had absolutely no view of it. No one has seen it since then. However, the Earth has, in the last few days, crossed the orbit of the comet, and we were wondering if there might be a meteor shower. I saw a meteor last night. It wasn't that bright, but it was fairly easily visible in the southern sky coming from the low east, which I believe might be a piece of comet Ison coming back. But more important than that, while doing observing and comet searching the other night, I actually caught a photograph of a meteor, which I believe is also from comet Ison. So it's not all gone. We still have meteors from that wonderful comet.
David, what is the bright object we're seeing in the morning sky and in the evening, right before dawn, actually? Is that Venus?
Venus is going to be coming up in the morning, Bill.
Okay.
But not quite yet. It's still just very close to the sun. But the brighter one that you can see that comes up, say, around 3 a.m. now, is Mars.
Mm.
And Mars is a very interesting world. Still the only one other than the Earth that we think might have simple life forms on it. Pretty soon our attention is going to actually go to Jupiter, whose moon Europa may also have microbial life living in an underwater ocean. We need to go check that out with a spacecraft as soon as possible. That's Jupiter's moon Europa. So Europa and Mars.
David, are you doing observing now every night?
Yeah, I go out each night. I'm not actually doing comet searching right now because the moon, the bright full moon is in the sky. I think last night was the full moon. We are waiting for the moon to wane so that the sky darkens again so that I will be able to resume my search for comets, which I love to do.
Yes, and of course, I didn't have quite enough time in the intro. We are a little pressed for time to say, of course, that you have discovered 23 comets, so we are keeping our fingers crossed so we can easily shorten the intro to say two dozen comet discovery.
Well, I hope we'll be able to shorten that intro, Bill. But returning to the Sharing the Sky Foundation, my search for comets is something that actually I use to help inspire people to look at the night sky. And really, that's what I'm all about. Right
and
now.
David, quickly, the April event is coming up for Sharing the Sky.
Yes, it's Sharing the Sky. Our annual star night will be on first Saturday in April, and it will be at the University of Arizona on the Mall, and it starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and goes on until 10. We hope that you'll come there, look through the telescopes that we have, and get excited about the night sky.
David Levy, thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too, and thanks a lot. See you next time.
I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Some good news for parents who have discovered that their kids have made purchases without their permission while using their iPads or iPhones to play games and use other mobile apps. Government announcing a settlement under which Apple will refund a total of at least $32 million to consumers. President Obama in North Carolina today, keeping the heat on lawmakers to renew jobless benefits for the long-term unemployed. The benefits extension is at a brick wall on Capitol Hill in the Senate. Iraqi officials say army troops backed by airstrikes have now retaken a town that was seized by terrorists linked to al-Qaeda in an area to the west of Baghdad. Stocks trading higher on Wall Street today. The Nasdaq is up about 32 points. The Dow, 119 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The UA College of Science presents this year's lecture series, The Evolving Brain, Monday evening starting January 27th through March 10th at UA Centennial Hall. Lectures are free and open to all. Now in its 9th year, the UA Science Lecture Series with its distinguished speakers gives opportunity to discover astonishing new insights about the evolution of the highly complex human brain. More at cos.arizona.edu.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business, it's not personal, it's just business.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now!
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready!
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support!
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business!
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Once a month here on the Buckmaster Show, we are delighted to focus on animal care issues. The segment is about specialty animal care, presented by Veterinary Specialty Center Tucson, an award-winning facility, open 24/7 and recognized as the best place to bring your sick or injured pet, located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road at their beautiful facility, and on the web at vscot.com, Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. Certainly specialty vets for special pets. And joining us on this month's animal care segment, Dr. Douglas Roan, veterinary surgeon at Veterinary Specialty Center Tucson. Dr. Roan has practiced veterinary surgery since 1997. Doctor, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
You know, we hear a lot about the ACL injuries of the knee. Usually they're athletic related in humans. What about in dogs? Is there an equivalent to this that could cause our animal friends problems?
Yes, we have a similar injury in the dog knee. We refer to it as a cranial cruciate ligament tear rather than an anterior cruciate ligament tear. The difference is the two-legged person versus the four-legged dog. And while these injuries do happen in athletes, not necessarily every dog that has a cruciate ligament tear would be considered an athlete.
You know, I see the word cranial there, and I think of the head, but this really has nothing to do with the head, does it?
That's correct. It's an anatomic term that we apply to areas of the body so that when doctors are talking to each other, we know what we're referring to.
And how do dogs injure their CCL?
There are probably two modes that are most commonly recognized. There certainly are the dogs that will suddenly, in a traumatic episode, tear their cruciate ligament. They might be running or playing or otherwise being an active dog. Probably more commonly, though, we'll see dogs that over a long period of time gradually tear their cruciate ligament, which can result in variable clinical signs. Eventually, though, the ligament continues to become more unstable with time, and eventually the lameness might become quite obvious.
So it would be the clinical signs to the owner could become very obvious with the dog kind of wobbly on its feet, something like that?
That's correct. They could range from maybe at the most minor to where a dog would be observed to be stiff after lying down. A very significant cruciate tear might result in the dog being unwilling to put any weight on the affected leg.
And what is the usual, after you, this is, the animal is presented to you and the specialist there at Veterinary Specialty Center, how do you then go about treatment options and diagnosis?
Diagnosis is most commonly arrived at by a palpation of the dog's knee. Clearly, we need to get a clear history and understand the concerns that the owner has. But in most cases, we're able to confirm that the dog has a cruciate tear based on a simple palpation test of the knee. In some cases where there might be a small tear of the cruciate or a partial tear of the cruciate ligament, we might employ something like an X-ray or a sedated evaluation to help understand. But for the vast majority of dogs that have a consistent history, we'll be able to make the diagnosis by examination and palpation alone.
Dr. Douglas Roan is with us on the Buckmaster Show. He is a surgeon at Veterinary Specialty Center, Tucson. How about the meniscus or cartilage? Do some dogs also tear into the meniscus?
Yes, the reported rate of meniscal tear in association with cruciate ligament is quite variable depending upon the reference, but it is something that we definitely have to check the dog for, because alone a meniscal tear will cause pain and lameness, making the stabilization of the cruciate deficient knee less successful. We're learning more and more about the meniscus, but it is an important stabilizer in the dog's knee. And if we do not address it at the time that we also address the cruciate injury, that dog is going to continue to have problems.
If surgery is the choice and that's the road that is taken, what's the recovery process like, doctor?
The surgery that we choose to use for the vast majority of dogs is referred to as a TPLO, and that surgery involves cutting the bone in order to reorient the joint surfaces, making it unnecessary to have a totally intact cruciate ligament. Bone healing takes, on average, about 8 weeks to complete. And in addition to the bone healing that we need to have happen, many dogs have to go through some rehabilitation of the soft tissues of their leg as well. That includes exercises to strengthen their musculature and regain flexibility of the knee. And those are things that we work with the owner to have them do at home while the dog is recovering from surgery.
But generally, success of surgery, is it dependent on the dog's age, or are there some other factors?
Not necessarily. Certainly age is a important consideration. However, we rarely change our treatment recommendations based upon the age of the dog, knowing that the particular surgery that we do should be successful in any age patient, as well as any degree of activity that that patient might have. So we might alter things for a patient who is a little bit older in their recovery process, because they probably heal a little bit more slowly than a younger animal. But for the most part, age is not an important consideration in making these decisions.
Where does arthritis come into this picture?
Any instability involving a joint can lead to inappropriate motion and mechanical problems within that joint. The cartilage will experience trauma because of this instability, and eventually repetitive cartilage trauma leads to what we call arthritis.
And as far as your evaluations, what's the best way to handle this, doctor?
The arthritis?
Yes.
In addition to providing for stability of the knee, if a patient has arthritis that is significant enough, we will also make some medical recommendations for that dog's arthritic joint. And those include, those recommendations include many of the things that people are already familiar with. Most people have heard of glucosamine and chondroitin. That is one of the things that we can use to help modify the progression of arthritis in dogs. It involves weight management. It involves correct activity and minimization of high-impact activity. And in some cases, we might have to use a pain reliever if arthritis is severe enough.
Are certain breeds of dogs more prone to this particular problem?
Absolutely. We tend to see larger breed dogs at younger ages more commonly affected than smaller breed dogs. If smaller breed dogs are affected, they usually come in an older age. And when we think about specific breeds, the Rottweiler, the Newfoundland, the Staffordshire Terrier, the Akita, the Labrador Retriever, those breeds are probably the most commonly represented with cruciate disease.
How about yourself? Do you have a dog?
I do have a dog. I have a Labrador Retriever, and fortunately, he has not had this problem yet.
Oh, that's good news. So the best thing is just to call and set up an appointment, I guess, if the owner is concerned about these issues with Veterinary Specialty Center Tucson, and they'll take it from there, correct?
Absolutely. We walk them through the process of understanding what's wrong with their dog's knee, what our options are for dealing with that, and what the expectations will be.
Dr. Roan, thank you for spending a few minutes with us on this very important issue to all dog owners. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, an award-winning facility open 24/7 and recognized as the best place to bring your sick or injured pet. They're located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road. It is a beautiful facility. If you haven't checked it out, do so. And you can also go to their website, vscot.com, Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
This is exactly how you found him. Mr. Arp, would you mind if Dr. Watson has a look at him?
Not at all.
Thank you.
One of the lumbar vertebrae, the third vertebrae.
Thank you. Simple as ABC, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not all things are as easy as ABC, but there are many ailments that can be treated with chiropractic care. Hi, this is Dr. Watson with Chiropractic USA. Did you know that chiropractic care can help with migraine headaches and high blood pressure? With natural chiropractic care, we go to the root cause of your headaches and high blood pressure without the side effects of other costly treatments. At Chiropractic USA, we can also help with dizziness and equilibrium problems because 85% of the nerves that help us adapt to our environment are behind your neck at the base of the skull. If you want a natural alternative to your health challenges, call Chiropractic USA for an appointment at 818-7788. In most cases, referrals are not needed unless you're a VA veteran. Chiropractic USA for the well-adjusted life. 818-7788.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in. Right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, "Hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family." It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 12:51. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line from Tempe, Dr. Dennis Hoffman. He is a professor of economics and directs economic research at the W.P. Carey School of Business up at ASU. Dr. Hoffman, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. Every year, Dr. Hoffman, it seems the economists are saying next year is the year the recovery heats up, and by the end, we're still kind of stuck at 2% annual job growth. Realistically, is 2014 likely to be much better?
Well, we're all hopeful, but I share your skepticism. You've certainly described the forecasting the forecaster's track record very, very well over the last couple of years. And the challenge, of course, for us is if you look at any kind of historical data that describes Arizona's rebound or recovery out of recession, the pace of recovery historically has been far, far faster than we have observed this time. So we're stuck in this, well, wait till next year mentality. Now, I do believe that 2014 will certainly be yet one more improvement, one more march kind of up the ladder. The imagery might be, you know, marching up the Bright Angel Trail coming out of the Grand Canyon. You just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and, you know, one day you look around and you find you're at the rim. So that's what we're looking for. We think 2014 will indeed be better than 13.
I understand we are kind of lagging behind the national rate, which is about 83% in job recovery coming back, jobs that were lost during the Great Recession. Here in Tucson, we really haven't replaced even 50% of those jobs lost. Phoenix is a little better with about 53%. Why are we lagging so much behind the national recovery?
Well, that is, I think, fairly easy to trace. When you think about the jobs and the types of jobs that were lost in huge numbers, hundreds of thousands of jobs lost in our construction and real estate industry. And until we get solid recovery in construction and real estate, those kinds of jobs are simply not coming back. So we benefited historically, both Phoenix and Tucson benefited from the fact that Arizona has people magnetism. People moved here for decades in large numbers.
attracted by lifestyle, climate, opportunity for a job, but for just a number of reasons we're attracted, and that people, that net in-migration of people fueled employment in an industry. And of course, and in 2004, 5, and 6, we got overdone in our projections in the aggregate about what this real estate and construction industry could actually support, and overbuilt. And we simply don't need the vast numbers of construction and real estate workers serving that particular sector that we've had, that we've needed historically. I might add that on top of this, I think if you actually drill into these jobs, you will find that a number of them were held by undocumented labor. And, of course, the state has taken a dramatic turn in its acceptance of undocumented labor. So we got two things going on here. We really don't have an economy that supports much job growth in that area right now. So it's hard to see it coming back in great numbers over the next year or so. And when it comes back, the interesting feature will be, and the interesting thing to think about, is how will it come back? Will it come back the old way in Arizona, which, by the way, is not legal and has never been legal, but was simply, we didn't worry about it for decades. We apparently are worrying about it with employer sanctions and in our enforcement issues today. So when it comes back, will it be with a legal labor force, unlike it has historically? And if so, how will that work? What will it cost? Who will fill the jobs? Those are important questions for our construction employers to figure out.
Dr. Dennis Hoffman with us, professor of economics and directs the economic research group at the W.P. Carey School of Business at ASU in Tempe. Dr. Hoffman, we like to beat ourselves up here in Tucson over the fact that when Phoenix gets a big job announcement, whether it's Intel or some other group, we feel, we dropped the ball somehow here. What can you say to the people in Tucson who worry to try to compare themselves to the Phoenicians?
Well, I guess I would say the following. And I've been here 35 years. I have been up in the evil empire of ASU up here in Tempe, and I've seen a lot of the state. I've seen Tucson and watched Tucson's progression and compared it with Phoenix. You know, the attitude toward growth and unbridled growth, growth without bounds, has been really very much accepted in Maricopa County. I think less so in Pima County. And the role that lifestyle plays and quality of life, not allowing the negative features of growth to interfere with that lifestyle in Tucson has been very important with a lot of people. So I would argue that some of this is simply by choice. For those that would like to see more economic development in the Tucson metro area, I'd laud that move, actually. I think that would be wise, simply because when I look at Tucson's economy, I find that it is way over-reliant on the dollars that flow into aerospace defense in Tucson, and goodness knows what the future of those dollars would be. I mean, you have very important fundamental employers in the area that actually sustain that economy. And, of course, you're very dependent upon the dollars associated with the state's support for the University of Arizona in Tucson as well. So you're dependent upon those two streams. It would be better to have a more diversified economy, an economy that is dependent upon a diversified set of manufacturing opportunities. And you've got a base there. You certainly got a tremendous base out of healthcare and optics that you could build upon. And there are certainly some are some good news stories and bright stories there. So,
okay.
You know, not all of the good news announcements come up here in Phoenix. But I have to say, all of Arizona now is in a battle for high-quality employers and high-quality jobs
okay. That
perhaps we didn't have to worry about. We kind of got complacent over the last 30 years because people just showed up. And there were plenty of jobs to be filled by, you know, dealing with that net influx of domestic in-migration.
Dr.
And when that has stopped, we become much like other cities, and so we have to compete for these jobs.
Dr. Hoffman, thank you very much. Have a great day. Thanks for being with us.
Very good. Thank you.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by our friends in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just three and a half hours east of Tucson. Get away to Silver City. Great places to visit, like the Gila Cliff Dwellings Monument, the Gila National Forest, and historic Silver City. Go to southwestnewmexico.org for the great list of places to stay, including Fayetteville Hot Springs. Culligan Water, we thank them very much. Bottled water on the show provided by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. I'm Bill Buckmaster. On behalf of producer Rosemary Brandt, we wish you a great afternoon and a fine evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.